for us, it's been pretty steady. When we sat down to think about the industry, we started in 2006, so this was before the stock market took a dive and the economy took a dive. And so when we were in the middle of working on the product in late 2007, we were a bit concerned about the economic conditions and how it might impact us, and continue to really ask ourselves whether the economy is impacting us in any meaningful way. Very tough for us to answer because one of the great advantages that the CrowdStrike model presents to entrepreneurs and small businesses is price. You get to set your own price. So regardless of your budget, unless you're looking for something for $10, you're going to be able to get an outstanding product. And as we continue to find, Mike mentioned the Kauffman Foundation study, there are still hundreds of thousands of new businesses started in the U.S., and all of them need the kinds of services that our community offers. So logo design, web design, they need to find names for their companies. They need help with marketing materials, written copy. And so they still have the exact same needs. The difference, I think, is that larger companies, so mid-size, Fortune 500, and international companies that might have in the past worked with different kinds of agencies, have taken a more serious look at crowdsourcing as a way to reduce costs. And we've seen that industry-wide. So if you've read Unilever let go of their agencies and decided to focus on crowdsourcing as the primary means of generating content, for example, for their advertising. And so we're seeing more and more companies look seriously at crowdsourcing, and we see that in our marketplace as well. As I mentioned, we didn't build it for big companies, but they are starting to look more and more as an alternative.